Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern, save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard, the hot topic of the moment, if you're watching this in current time. Her mother, of course, deceased, Dee Dee Blanchard, the man who helped with that taking place, the murder itself behind bars for the rest of his life. And Gypsy, now a free woman, here to discuss what is going on in that world, and if there's any chance for redemption for her former boyfriend as well, like I said, who's spending the rest of his life behind bars, Eric Faddis, attorney. Eric, thanks for joining us. Eric, let's jump into this. I mean, the whole story itself, I have so mixed feelings on after watching these interviews, after watching the documentary. Obviously, Gypsy, a victim of horrid abuse, so I give her a lot of grace there, but we're also talking about the man who also helped her become a free woman, Mr. Gottejohn, who is now spending the rest of his life in prison. The disparity between the two really kind of strikes me as odd. The fact that one's out, the other is not. Obviously, Gypsy had much more abuse from her mom, but we don't know Eric's story all that much. What's your thoughts on where this case sits right now?
Yeah, you know, it's peculiar. Usually when there is a hit put out and then, you know, kind of a hitman who is hired to do the deed, both of those individuals are held responsible. Sometimes the person who put out the hit, you know, that's where the murder originated. That's where it came from.
Yeah.
And so some people would say that person is even more culpable. But here, Gypsy Rose is out. A free woman, and the ex-boyfriend whom she enlisted to kill her mother is behind bars and will be for the foreseeable future.
With that being said, is there any chances that Nick Gottejohn could see freedom at some point in his life? As of right now, that's not the case. But Gypsy is out there. She's the one who, you know, admitted to the murder. Is this something where the attorneys for Nick Gottejohn really failed him by taking this actually to trial and not trying to work out some sort of a plea deal initially?
Yeah, you know, the evidence was stacked against Gypsy Rose and her ex there. And so often when that's the case, you want to broker some resolution. You want to try to use any leverage you have to get a better outcome. You know, but one thing we've seen, Tony, especially in this modern era, this era of true crime, documentaries, podcasts just like this one, those can affect what happens in the criminal world. And I think that it played a role in Gypsy Rose being free now. Will it continue to play a role perhaps in the ex-boyfriend getting some kind of leniency down the road? That option is out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a bizarre case. I mean, Nick Gottejohn, I'm not saying he's a wonderful person or anything of that nature, but just kind of looking at fairness, and obviously we don't live in a super fair world to begin with. Let's talk about her new relationship with the boyfriend or the now husband that she has. And let's first about talk about the dynamics of this thing of someone that finds love in prison. Obviously, you know, you represent individuals and have for quite some time who've spent time in prison. So I'm sure you've seen folks fall in love behind bars or be approached behind bars by individuals. How common is this sort of thing to take place? And then number two, how healthy is it?
Yeah, you know, it is shockingly common in my appraisal, Tony. You know, there is sort of this mystique that sometimes arises around, especially around homicide cases, and especially around high profile homicide cases like Gypsy Rose's case. And so you get these followers, these people who are sort of like entranced by this notion of oh, that yes, she did something terrible, but she also went through a lot of terrible stuff at the hands of her mother, who was her ultimate victim. And so people get into that and they write letters to these individuals in jail. They develop relationships. Now, how healthy is it? You know, when Gypsy Rose gets on the outside, it's going to be a lot different than her life on the inside. On the inside, she was isolated in a way. She did not have as much contact with the outside world, not as much romantic options. Things just change drastically once you get out. And those changes can be jarring for a relationship that started while the person was incarcerated and is trying to continue while they're out of custody.
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting thing. I mean, even when she was behind bars, in one of the interviews that she gave, I saw say something to the effect of more than 250 men had approached Gypsy Rose while behind bars. I look at the individual who is now her husband, and I don't know, I have a lot of, if I were a father, I'd be very, very cautious if I were her father of this individual. I know they've been together for now more than a year, but there seems something very bizarre about the fact that he walked away from watching the Mommy, Dead and Dearest documentary, because that's the one he said he watched. So that was the one. He was watching that over and over, not necessarily the act miniseries, but Mommy, Dead and Dearest. You walk away from watching that. I think most people walk away from that going, oh my gosh, you know, that's a very sad, mentally disabled, possibly physically disabled little girl, obviously went through a lot of trauma. But that's how you walk away from that, I think, if you have a healthy mindset. I don't know anyone other than now who walked away from that going, wow, she's a looker, or she's got something I want. I mean, that to me just seemed extremely disturbing. And then tie that to the fact that he was, before he got fired from his job, of being a teacher for disabled children as well. Found that to be a little bit disturbing of a parallel. I don't know what to make of this. What's your take on this relationship?
You know, one thing you always have to worry about in these jail relationships is the power differential that exists when the relationship starts. Mm-hmm. So the husband's on the outside. He can make money. He can provide funds for Gypsy Rose's commissary while she's in custody, so she can buy food and treats, that kind of thing. You know, he has a lot of control and a lot of power there. But once the person gets out of custody, now that Gypsy Rose is out of custody, does that power differential shift? Or is he sort of still going to be, you know, lording things over her and trying to maintain that control? That'll be interesting to see how Gypsy sort of evolves in her new free life, and whether that brings her closer to her husband, whom she found in custody, or whether it causes distance and problems. And I suspect the latter is coming down the pike.
It's going to be interesting, because you go from basically the savior, which was him for a while, and that's sort of a complex, and now you have the star. She was the star behind bars, but now she's a star in the real world. It will be interesting to see how those dynamics play out. It's been interesting in some of the interviews to watch the dynamics of the two speaking back and forth. Overall, just a very bizarre story. I do hope the best for her, but yeah, so many questions.